Rolling.
Mm. Yes. All right, to start things off hot and popping.
AD popping.
I would like to begin by saying I apologize to the people that sent us stuff last week because I think we did a very, very poor job.
I agree.
I was halfway out the door.
So I'd like to say thank you to Maureen, who is a new listener. She's also sent me a few emails. I guess that her story goes, remember that episode that we did, Mike, you and I, years ago in Laughlin?
Yes, I do.
We went and saw your sister play drums for a wet t-shirt contest. And that
was grim.
Quickly turned into like a finger-banging contest. Remember that?
Oh, my God. It was so grim. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah.
What?
This chick was aggressive, and she really wanted to win the wet t-shirt contest, so she realized that she had to go beyond the wet t-shirt. So I believe she took her shirt off.
She took her shirt off.
And
it was a wet t-shirt contest.
Finger banging herself.
Yeah.
So she won. But
she was muy popularis.
New listener Maureen, who sent us some stuff last week, said that she was listening to that. Hey, guys, don't ever listen to any of this on speakers at work.
No,
only earbuds.
Don't do that.
And the VP at her, that's vice president, at her work came into her office. Well, that episode was playing, and now he gives her shit every time he sees her and says, hey.
It sounds like a good working environment, though.
Yeah, deviant.
Yeah.
A sexual deviant.
But it sounds like a good place to work where he didn't flip out.
And then I'd like to move on.
It would have been nicer if he said, can you send me a link?
Yeah, that would have been better.
To thank Paul, who sent us three passes to Knott's Berry Farm. No, Magic Mountain, Six Flags. No, Knott's Berry Farm.
Knott's Berry Farm.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're the same in my head. They're all the same.
Nope, they're not the same.
He wrote, Dear Pabs, I don't have a lot of time for podcasts these days, but I still have time for the after disaster. So poor choice there, kid. So since you guys made the cut, please enjoy these tickets to Knott's. Regards, Paul, the cheat, Virgilio. I don't know what that is.
The cheat?
I don't know why he's calling the cheat.
I think we should all three together go to Knott's with those passes.
I think that's the point.
I don't know why we wouldn't.
I don't know why my my first thought was you and Jillian and I are going to go.
I took Jillian and a homeless guy. Mike and I were at the Magic Castle.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
God, I'm done.
Right by my house.
Fuck you. All right. Did we get into that last week at all? All right.
No, we didn't.
You guys made me feel so bad via text.
That was pretty selfish.
But I didn't think.
Also, just unknowing.
All right. Jillian's birthday, right? And on her actual birthday, like I felt like, you know, like when you're doing something for the wife or your significant other and then you realize, you know.
Might as well invite my friends.
This is kind of shitty. Like I haven't done a very good job. So you got to like up the ante?
Yeah.
So like I realized she opened a couple presents and like some of the stuff still hasn't shown up in the mail. I'm still waiting. Yeah. It's been over a week. And as the day is going on and, you know, I take her out to lunch, but she doesn't eat. So she eats the bread. She's like, I don't really like this place.
Are you talking about where we ate?
No. This is on her birthday.
Because she only ate the bread there, too.
That's all she eats. And so I'm like, kind of like a Hail Mary. I'm like, I'm going to take you to Disneyland tomorrow.
Oh,
where do you go that?
Good one.
You're like the stepdad.
Not only that, honey, I'm buying us season passes.
So it's like Thursday afternoon when I say this
Primo.
To her on her actual birthday. And then she says, what about the after disaster? I thought you were going to do one with Mike and Tyler tomorrow. And I'm like, oh, yeah. That kind of throws a wrench.
Yuck.
So I started texting you guys. I'm like, hey, can we do one tonight or maybe tomorrow, maybe by Tyler's house tomorrow? I was thinking like we'll go to Disneyland and then we'll come back. And I was thinking Disneyland closed at like 10. Then I saw that it closed at midnight. I'm like, I don't want to be like watching the clock, speeding away to go do a fucking after disaster. So then I came back with, hey, Ty, could you do one? Maybe could you meet us at downtown Disney and we'll bang one out there? And both Mike and Tyler attacked me.
Well,
that's.
I thought that you lived kind of close.
In my memory,
mm.
And I'm just going to be honest here.
Yeah.
I don't need to preface this with, I love you.
Oh, God.
But this immediately brought back, okay, let me tell you. When we did the downtown debacle.
Mm. Yes.
You were like, meet us after the hockey game.
Right.
And we're going to do the downtown debacle.
This is a good plan.
And I drove down there in the windy, cold.
Yeah, not a weather predictor.
That was a terrible night.
Either way,
I'm not a meteorologist.
I hit a pothole that knocked my tire off the rim.
I'm not a road surveyor.
So right now, I'm livid and I'm irate. And I misdirected my anger to an extent.
Right. To the listener by making a bad show.
The only reason I'm here is because Anderson.
Oh, yeah. You know what that is? That's horrible thinking. But I do it all the time, too. Like, something bad will happen, and I will think of somebody who's, like, nowhere near the situation, but, like, I'll be,
absolutely.
If I wasn't doing that yesterday with that fucking person, I wouldn't be doing this right now, and it wouldn't be going poorly. But that's just
Poor Miranda used to suffer from my doing that all the fucking time. Because I'd be like, I'll be down there in a half an hour. Then I'd hit complete gridlock going through Westwood. And I'd get there and I'd be angry at her because of where she chose to live.
Right.
It wasn't because of the traffic. I'm like, you fucking live down here.
You know who does that all the time are the narcissists in our society.
I'm a narcissist.
Live miserable, miserable lives because everything's out of their control and they blame everything on everybody else. Even when it's completely irrational.
Well, I was into going to downtown until I got the flight.
Right.
And plus, it was an hour drive for me to get there.
Well, you could have said no from the get-go.
But then as I'm sitting out there in the rain, or in the wind and in the cold, changing my flat tire, I'm like, fucking, this is all because Anderson wants it to be convenient for
all
him.
All because
and
Anderson. Then, no, you could have blamed my dad, because if it wasn't for my dad, I wouldn't like Pittsburgh Penguin hockey.
Yeah.
Could have gone that hard.
Yeah. But I'll give your dad a pass right now. But then when you guys came out of the hockey game all drunk and happy, I was like even more fuck this.
Well, the Penguins won.
Like you guys like, yeah, it's a great night. We're wasted. We're downtown. This is fun. And I was like, no, not fun. Nothing's fun.
I remember dealing with
fun.
You. Phone calls and texts. And we were at that Mexican restaurant waiting for you.
Yeah.
And you were not happy. No. I was kind of hoping that you were going to turn around because I was afraid. I was very naked angry. And afraid.
I almost turned around going to Disneyland because it took 3 hours.
Still stings.
But I didn't. I'm glad I went. That was fun. What did we do? Did we do anything?
That downtown debacle?
No, Disneyland.
Oh, yeah, Disneyland. Were you mad at me about that, too?
No.
Mike shows up.
Because I knew I could turn around any time.
I'm eating some clam chowder, right?
Mm-hmm.
With no seat. I'm eating it on a wall. Jillian works with homeless people, so she's showing me the best way to eat off the wall. She knows.
The van's because off the wall?
It's so crowded. It's so crowded. There's no place to actually sit once you get your food because it's just fucking packed.
Yeah.
And then we see Carano, and he comes up to us, and he's on his phone. But I thought he was actually talking on his phone. But no, he was making a podcast. At first, I thought podcast, but you were like actually pausing, like waiting for the other person to talk. So I'm like, are you actually on your phone? You're like, no, doing a podcast, and I'm about to pass out.
And I was.
He looked.
I was shaky. I don't know. It's low blood sugar or something. It's happened 2 or 3 times when I got to Disneyland where I'm just like, oh.
It wasn't just the majestic holiday season.
Could have been
taking
that.
Taking its toll on you.
Could have been that.
But Mike and I are now Disney pals, and we're going to go to Disneyland. And I'm going to go there. I'm going to write. I'm going to, Mike makes fun of me for that, but I'm going.
Hey,
as long
I'm
as it's a trade-off, and I can like do something productive while I'm there, I can allow my, because the idea of me being there like in the middle of a weekday while Jillian's at work, you know, working her balls off.
It's great.
And I'm like going on rides. Whee!
Great.
I gotta do something productive while I'm there.
It's called living life to the fullest.
Maybe I'll study for the film vault while I'm there. I gotta do something.
You know what you should do is you should sponsor one of those poor kids in Africa and send him letters from Disneyland.
Oh, like little selfie pictures of me?
I'm at Disneyland bored. What are you doing?
Avoiding the Boko Haram.
He's like, I'm on the fly ride again.
Jesus. Actually, to be more correct, they're on the kid ride.
They're on the potbelly kid ride.
The small African child ride.
Yeah, I think after like 2 weeks, you're already hearing me start trading pins at Disneyland.
No, I'm not going to trade pins.
You're going to be that guy?
I'm not going to be that guy. Why does everyone know about that?
Pins.
Why does everyone know about that?
The pin business is giant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, there's little tips if you're a pin trader, which
I'm not. I don't want to know.
Yeah, neither am I.
Right.
Neither am
for
I,
people who may not know.
You walk up to any employee, they will trade you whatever they have for
they have
whatever
to.
You have.
It's like
I
in
don't
the
know
manual.
They have to, but I think they do. They
people
have
wear
to.
Weird Disney pins at Disneyland. Yeah.
And you're going to see gangs, Disney gangs, that have like the leather vests.
No.
Yes.
What? Gangs? What's on their vest? Like pins?
It looks Mickey like Mouse a biker gang stuff. From far away, but it'll say like princess, you know.
Are they hard?
The princess pack.
It'll be like the Omani Mickeys or whatever.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Kid you not.
Wait, what if I fuck with them? Like, what if I talk or give them a hard look? Will they
and
fight
they
me?
They throw popcorn at you probably. I don't know.
Okay.
They cast a spell on you with their Disney wands.
When you go to I haven't been to Disneyland in over 3 years. And when you go, it's probably the most big, largest crowd you're going to be around, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I was around a crowd that large.
Correct.
So you see a large population of people all at once, right? It's kind of like seeing the Grand Canyon of people.
Yeah.
A lot of. And I know this sounds wrong, but it makes me feel spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, they are the worst!
No. Hey, take this into account. I've always
horrible.
Felt this way.
Okay.
As much as I dislike myself, some would say hate, I don't want to be anyone else. And when I go to Disneyland, I go, okay, not only is this, do I not want to be anyone here or in any of these people's position in life, but you have to take into account, They're people that could afford $110 to go to an amusement park. Oh, it's not the dregs of society. It's people who can afford to go to the most expensive amusement park.
Do they have, what's it called, Chapter 8? What do they call it when they give housing
Section
to people?
8.
Section 8. Do they have Section 8 Disneyland tickets? Are you sure? Because
I think those...
Is there a hole in a wall somewhere where people are sneaking in?
Okay, I'm going to tell you this.
I don't get it. How most of these sound, people...
They have credit cards.
This is going to sound racist.
That's a good point. No, Mike, let's not do it then. Let's not do that.
But it's something that was told to me by a social worker.
My wife is a social worker, but she didn't... I can guarantee she did not say, tell Mike whatever he's about to say.
Okay, my brother's wife was a social worker. A friend of mine
was married to Jillian?
Who manages one of the improvs. She's the office manager, and she oversees all the accounting for all the Southern California clubs.
Mm.
First of all, she's Mexican. My brother's wife, not Mexican. My brother's wife with a socialist. Both of them told me almost the exact same phraseology. I said, why am I, when I'm at Disneyland, do I see just hordes of Mexican family. Listen, hear me
hordes.
Out. Hear me out.
Hordes.
That is a phrase, though. Not in reference to Mexicans, but Jillian and I all day at Disneyland. All right, there's hordes over there. Hordes are coming. Let's go. Let's go this way. Hordes.
I'm not mistaken.
Hordes more than we've ever used.
This isn't right. You
hordes.
Tell me if you don't agree with this. There's Mexican families everywhere, and you can tell they're not.
Well, it's Los Angeles.
They're not well to do. And I brought that up to the woman in the office,
and she said.
And my brother's wife said they said Mexican families will do anything for their kids, and it's all on credit cards. They buy them Disney passes on credit cards.
Credit cardos.
Even if they can't afford food, the kids will have a Disney pass. And I was like...
Do they take EBT at Disneyland?
Pretty sure they don't.
I like to use my EBTs for Disney passes, please.
But
well, I got to tell you this.
I think most of the people that have passes are in debt. Because
I'm in debt and I have a pass,
but they have the monthly.
You are right, sir.
But why else would they have the monthly payment plan?
Oh yeah, that's kind of gross.
You know, you can buy a pass for $6.99 or $49 a month, and everyone goes, I can afford $49 a month.
If it was zero interest, I would have done the pass with the annual.
I didn't know there
monthly.
Was interest.
Oh, there's. I did the math in my head real quick, and like you pay an extra $40 or $50. So for that reason, I didn't. But I would have just to remind myself that I have the goddamn thing because my biggest fear is that I don't go again, and Disney got like $6.50 out of me. $6.50
yeah,
for a pair of the passes.
Yep,
the cheapest one they had.
Yeah, that's what I have.
$6.50 for two guys.
I actually think
you're going to be happy you did it. Like, come.
I've done it before. Yeah, and I don't think I went again.
But I mean, this gives you and Jillian an excuse to go somewhere. It gives you a.
Well, she works on all the days that we're allowed to go.
Well, that's why you and I will just be hanging out there having popcorn.
All right. So the huddled masses, the hordes. First and foremost, and you guys might disagree with me, but you go on a ride, and I'll see somebody put their hands up, and usually it's the person at the front. Now, why do people put their hands up on rides? I'll never know.
It makes you feel weightless.
Uh-huh.
I wish my computer was on, because I want to show you a video. When we were at Knott's Berry Farm last, and my sister and my brother went on one of the more hairy roller coasters, and I slow-motion videoed them, and the footage looks friggin' awesome. Right. In true slow motion, 120 frames. And as they come over one of the big loops, both my brother, my sister's got her hands up like we. Uh-oh. My brother's got the number one sign going, but right behind them is the black guy doing like the I just won the MMA
very happy.
Fight.
Oh.
Like this, like coming down.
With
like
angry face?
Like, take that, punk. And it's fucking fantastic.
But did he know? Did they all know the camera was there?
No, no. They were far away. But everybody had a different pose for going over the big... Like eclipse of the ride, and the black guy.
They might have known the camera was there. A lot of people do.
No,
a lot of people know.
No,
let me show you pictures because I take the picture.
I guarantee
of the picture.
That I'll show you the footage. I guarantee they didn't.
People know.
You'll see.
I hate this conversation.
I love it.
Let's do 30 minutes on whether they saw the camera or not.
So I'll see somebody like put their hands up in the front of the ride, and then like while I'm waiting in line, I see this over and over again, and then other people say, "Oh, look," and then they'll follow suit. So I just the followers just throwing their hands up in the air because that's what you do on rides, apparently. Yeah. I can already feel the emails coming my way. Well, here's why you put up your hands. Tyler's right. It makes you feel weightless. I don't want those emails.
I do it to cool down my armpits.
Well, that one guy did it on Big Thunder Railroad to lose his head.
Yeah.
How does that work? Did he?
Some dude like stood up and that like overhang
how long
decapitated
was that?
Him. It was like, I think it was like 10 years ago at this point.
Wait, no one died at Disneyland.
What?
No one's ever died.
Oh, yeah. Dozens of people have died.
People have died at Disneyland.
All right, then.
The best deaths. I have a book all about the deaths at Disneyland. The best deaths are back in the day when the monorail went through the parking lot. People would come there with work ladders. It was only 12 feet to get to the base at one point, and they would put the work ladder against the monorail. Several people have done this, and they tried to run into the park and jump down at a low point. And one guy definitely didn't make it because it was a big story, and he got sheared. Ugh. Like, he laid down thinking, like, in the movies where the train's going to go over you.
Oh, yeah.
There's 8 inches clearance.
Unless you're killed
him instantly.
Yeah.
Killed him instantly.
Sheared.
Oh, your head's probably...
And that was at our Disneyland?
Yes.
All right, Pirates of the Caribbean used to have all real skeletons because the original skeletons looked phony, so they put in real ones that they got from UCLA. Mm-hmm. And then once technology caught up and they can make better skeletons, they swapped them all out. But for one, if you look on the headboard in the bed, real skull, real crossbones, like real femurs are using for the skull and crossbones on the and
oh,
a real
over
skull.
The dude who's sitting in the bed?
Yeah.
When I was a kid, that Sweet. Portion of that ride where the bed is and where there's all the gold piled at the feet of the bed and everywhere, that was my number one fantasy to be able to stay there.
Absolutely.
Just hang out there.
Same. Absolutely.
All right.
Put on a pirate costume
that,
and lay in
bed. The
smell
of that ride is the greatest smell in the entire
what
world.
What is that?
I don't know.
You know what smell I like better than that? Is the submarine diesel smell.
So I went on It's a Small World. First time in a long time.
Why?
I like it. Childhood memories.
A lot of times there's no line for that one.
Childhood memories. I've seen fat kids stumbling off of it saying, "That ride sucks, Mom!"
That's funny because every little kid I've brought on that ride, let's do it again.
I've noticed that, speaking about the Mexican families and whatnot, definitely caters to Mexico more than any other country, I believe. I think Mexico is over. If that was representative of the world, Mexico would be Australia and half of Africa.
Well, think about when that ride was around, when it was created. It was probably like most people that traveled from country to country were Mexico to U.S. back and forth.
No, I think that he's making stuff up. That's very inaccurate. What are you talking about?
Because we border Mexico, so it was probably like much more open borders, and there was probably a lot of. Well, first of all, Santa Ana and Anaheim is primarily Hispanic. Mm-hmm. And it probably has always been.
Right. Well, yeah, and it is more so now, but I just think that maybe they've upped it a little bit to cater.
I don't think they've gone through and said, we need to put a couple more Mexican families
I think that they have.
Yeah.
I know that it
used
to be way more.
Can we scrap the Finnish place? Because I don't see any people. I don't know Finnish credit cards.
Way more racist. Like they used to have the Asians looked like Andy Rooney or what's his name? Paul or what's the dude from Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Andy Rooney. No.
Mickey Rooney,
yeah.
That's how the Asians all looked in there. They've been trying to make it less racist for years.
I don't think they've changed anything.
They have. And Christmas time, it's all Christmassy. It's a small world. It's
I didn't know.
Totally different set.
Because I never go on that ride.
Well, you should. It'll make you a better person.
I don't enjoy
it. Did you go into California Adventure?
Yes.
Did you do the Toy Story ride?
No.
It's a good one.
But I did do a Hyperspace Mountain, which is all Star Wars.
It's good?
Mm-hmm.
Great?
It's good. They use Star Wars music now, and they've upped it. Before, it was just like you'd see some random asteroids here and there.
Yeah, well,
ride is the only ride that scares me because I can't see where I'm going. And I think, the track could break, and no one's going
to
tell them.
And when I was a child, and my dad took us to Disneyland specifically to go on Space Mountain, it was completely in the dark, except for that one glowing orb at the top. And my dad goes, "This ride is not safe because somebody could string some piano wire across and you hit everybody."
Oh, yes, I remember him saying this.
And we were little
kids
going, what are you talking about? He goes, "You could string some piano wire across and you would never see it coming. It would just take your head right off."
Well, you could do that on any ride during the day, too.
Yeah, you also wouldn't
you
see it
can't see the piano ride. All right, my last thing before I got off Disneyland, probably for at least a minute because I'm going to go with you often now.
Now I'm forced into re-upping my pass.
What's with people dressing up like characters?
I see nothing wrong with that.
What? And onesies galore.
Yeah. Chewbacka onesies.
Did you see the Disney goths? Were there a fair amount of Disney goths?
I don't know what that
is. No, there wasn't.
I've been on Goth Day, which is.
So have I. And I'm going to insist that we go on Goth Day because you're going to be shocked at the mass of
goths. Is it a blackout day? Because it sounds like it would be because it's goth and they'd wear black.
It's, I'd say probably 15 to 20% of the crowd. Mm-hmm. At least 15%. Like, you're never not looking at goths.
Are people that are obsessed with Disneyland, you excluded, most of them have mental issues, right?
Probably. Yeah. I'm obsessed with Disneyland.
I know.
But one time I was there, and I was getting texts from somebody saying, Disney's doing this, and Disney has a new... And I was telling Tara, she was with me, and I said, I don't care about Disney movies. I feel bad about that. She goes, you don't like Disney. You like Disneyland. And I was like, oh, good. That's a relief. That's a relief.
So people are dressing up like characters. People are dressing up like Star Wars characters now because it's Disney. Oh, we got to go to the petting zoo before they eradicate it because they're getting rid of it for the new Star Wars land. So we've got to go over there.
You see my Haunted Mansion print over there?
Yeah, I do. I don't know why how that ties
in. I'm sad because I never ate at the barbecue place there, and it's supposed to be amazing.
Well, still there. It's great.
Yeah, well.
So it's just a matter of time before
We'll ask if they have a to-go container.
If I'm a little kid and I'm at Disneyland, I can't tell like the staff characters from the because people treat it like a sporting event now. Like they're going dressed as their favorite character, but there's like no one's going to win. Like I get like wearing your favorite hockey team's jersey and going to the game and representing, but like why are they representing Snow White? It's not like she's going to win.
I think you can only wear so much because they won't let you in like full costume.
You tried it?
You can't. You definitely can't.
They did not let me in my Snow White costume.
I saw stormtroopers there in full onesies with the helmet wandering about like they're waiting for their big moment on the set.
I don't think, are you sure they didn't work there?
I'm positive because they're holding hands with their ugly girl. Oh, with their girlfriend. They're couples.
No one's like that was.
Oh, you know what? People buy shit there. I bet you're allowed to wear whatever they sell.
I bet you people have tried to show up in a full Mickey costume and they're like, eh, no.
He's like, but I own this place.
Because you can't wear a t-shirt that says like, fuck you.
Oh, flawless logic, sir. Right this way.
You can't wear an offensive t-shirt because they will make you not.
I wonder where they draw the line.
Well, I'll tell you where they drew the line for one guy. There was a dude there, and I've seen him at the Disney convention, and I shot a video of him.
Does he have a gray beard?
It's a guy who had every Disney character tattooed, starting at the bottom of his chin, his entire body, calves, legs.
You saw him
legs.
Naked.
He would go to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. It's kind of folklore, but he definitely did it. Well, it's in a book I read, and then I ran into the guy at the Disney convention. Mm-hmm. And he would go in there, and he would take off his shirt, and he would work out. In the middle.
See, I like this guy.
He would do push-ups, and he would do sit-ups.
That's
and
productive.
A crowd would form around him, and then he would sign autographs and talk to people. And it went on for years, and Disney finally had to go, you can't do this. And I don't know if he got evicted from the park or if he just was forced to wear a shirt or whatever, but I have that video.
Uh-huh.
He's doing pull-ups on the lamps on
the
Main
Street. What he did, but
I like this guy. I like it.
He's probably still around. I think he lives in Orange County.
Why would you think you know his address?
Same Disney club.
Okay, so there'll be
Pretty soon you're going to start listening to Mousetalgia, Disney podcast.
I'm not going to do this.
You're going to listen.
Here's
to
the thing about Disneyland
trainers?
That you're going to notice that you probably already knew.
Mm.
There's a lot of psychotic fans in there. I'm going to Disneyland. It's people that most people have season.
You know
passes.
What it is. You know why. I feel like you're going to have to be if you fucking put that much money down. Like if you're that monetarily invested in something, you almost have to trick yourself into believing that that into it.
Did you notice when you were going in?
Because I'm doing it. I find myself doing it.
How many people had season passes? Almost all of them.
How would I know?
Well, you watch when you're in line to go in.
Oh, yeah.
Almost all of them have season passes. Mm-hmm. But the big one is very, very gay friendly.
I don't know if I like that.
That's what I was saying. Prop 8.
I think Walt doesn't know if he likes that either.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think that they created California Adventure just so that they could sell booze? Because Walt's one of his dying wishes was never have booze in my Disneyland.
It wasn't really one of his dying wishes, but
that's what I heard.
One of his dying wishes since they've had booze from day one in Club 33.
Mm-hmm. But that's not part of Disneyland. That's like a little donut hole that doesn't really exist.
But I think, I'm pretty sure they dropped $3 billion to build California Adventure instead of just opening a bar.
I think a bar might be part of it. All right.
Can I tell you how excited I was? It was one of the great days of my life. I genuinely felt like a discoverer when I was walking through California Adventure and I saw that sign for Ariel's Grotto that I'd walked by dozens of times before, and I went in just to check it out. And it was all little girls going in princess costumes.
I have no idea what the fuck he's talking about.
It's in California Adventure. Yeah, overlooks the water, and you walk in, and it's a giant bar,
with a
view.
Lobster nachos.
Yeah, they have some good food in there, and they
swirl me riding.
Great margaritas. You should ride on the train.
Stupid face you're making.
No, don't look at me. Look at the idiots that are on the ride with me.
Why are they covering their face?
Because they're like, hey, when we get to the part where the I don't like the pictures. I don't like the cameras. I feel like it's intrusive. I'm trying to enjoy myself on a ride. I got to be worried about when I'm going to have like some kind of candid shot taken of me.
Yeah.
Very intrusive.
I'll tell you what I don't like.
And then everyone can go see it. See, I don't like that exists. But I wanted to show you. So I'm on the Hyperspace Mountain, and we're looking at and now they lose tons of money because everyone just goes up and takes a snapshot with their phone instead of actually buying the picture. Yeah. Like, who would buy the picture anyways? Especially if you're not expecting the camera to be flashing off in your face. So I look at it, and we're home, and I'm showing Jillian the picture that I took, and I see that everyone else on the ride that's with us, they're obviously a group, they're all doing some kind of, thing in unison.
Looks where like they're covering, doing a dance move where they're covering their face. Eyes with their,
what
with
bad the, luck is it that you happen to get on with the Southern California Nazi party? You know what they have at Knott's Berry Farm? And I don't know how this system works, but if you point your camera at the screen, it turns it off.
Where did you hear this?
I did it every time we got up a ride. I took my camera out and it went.
Sure, everyone on the
like, yeah, because like there's a guy standing to the side who's like, turn off.
Nope, it's got three. There's something in there. There's
sure
some
that all
way.
The people on the ride with you that really were excited to see that picture were appreciative.
You can't take a picture of the screens.
I did.
No, have... at Knott's.
Oh, at Knott's you can't.
Yeah. Ah. So thanks for the tickets, asshole.
All right, enough with Disneyland. No, anything yes, more?
Enough.
Do you think there's a place to bang at Disneyland?
I'm sure.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think there was in the Skyway because
yeah, that's true.
It was above everything, and you could probably just knock a quick one out.
Jillian's what?
You can eat that food that grows next to the in Tomorrowland.
What? You can eat food?
There's like a little area that grows like apples and strawberries.
I saw it on the train. It said agri-future.
And you can eat it.
I didn't know that.
Jillian's been to Disneyland numerous places. She said she thinks probably around 40 times because her parents were nice and they took her all the time. I probably went like 5 times as a child.
Yeah.
Anyway, she thought she'd seen everything and done everything, and then I took her on the train. She had never been on the train.
The
never
train's
seen the
pretty
dinosaurs.
Sad.
Right.
That's great.
Love the train. That's I love great. The train.
The Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon.
There's a couple of things I have not been in. The Tiki Room.
We got to go there.
What?
You still have not been there? What?
Never been in the Tiki Room.
You're the one who told me about
what the
it.
What is wrong with you?
I've never been
all right,
in
the Tiki Thursday,
little,
we're going to the Tiki Room.
I've never been in the little movie theater on Main Street.
We're going to do both. And we're going to see Abraham Lincoln. I bet you've never seen that.
Yes, I have. Yeah. I'll sit through
it. Never been in the Tiki Room.
Yeah, I've never been in the Tiki
One
Room.
One last tip. If you're a historian, you like history and whatnot, here's a good thing to do while you're waiting in line at Disneyland is read about the park. Like, go to the wiki pages and whatnot and see like all the rides that used to be there and all the things that have happened.
Yes.
It's really fun being there and like reading about it.
There's a whole like diorama of what the park used to be.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Main area. You can see like the Wild West area. These like, stagecoaches.
Talking to the microphone.
I bought vintage. I bought a DVD of vintage photos taken by the official Disneyland photographer for like the first 30 years the park was open. So he has a ton of. They're all snapshots. None of them are that great, but it's fascinating. 55, 56, 58, 66, 70. He's got pictures up through 77, and it's.
Did he die then?
There was a point where they would let the employees park on Main Street when the park wasn't open.
What?
And there's just cars lined up and down Main Street, like Camaros and stuff. It went all the way through the 70s. Like if you were working and the park wasn't open, you just pulled your car into Disneyland and parked on Main Street.
Hey, real quick plug here. The Film Vault this week, I will
be... Which explains the gas station.
...reviewing Joy, the new David O. Russell movie, Joy, which is a true story about the woman who made the Miracle Mop. I believe that's what it's called. The Miracle Mop. There's a chance, good chance, that I'll be reviewing Star Wars a week from this Friday because I think I'm going to see it on Tuesday.
Crazy.
A couple days before it comes out. Perhaps. I still haven't gotten confirmation, but it looks like I'll be going to the Disney lot to screen that, which is exciting. I wonder if when I'm watching Star Wars...
So goddamn jealous.
If I'm going to be hearing Mr. Plinkett's voice in my head now, like if it's just unavoidable, like I'll just associate Mr. Plinkett and Star Wars forever. I'd be okay with that.
Any way you can just say that I'm Brian Bishop and I can go with you?
No, because I'm not going to take him Brian. Brian has nothing to do with this.
I'm just saying so there's a...
It's with my new pal.
So there's a legitimate... Oh, you're going to someone else? Okay.
Yeah.
Your new movie podcast?
It's weird because whenever I talk with this guy, it's, you know, nothing's been officiated yet. Nothing's official yet, but you know, I'm doing a lot of legwork and I'm setting something up for something that's coming in the near future. And every time I'm with him and we're working on anything, it's very similar to like the feeling of cheating. I feel like dishonest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like I'm doing something wrong, even though everything's out in the open.
It's a new development. I don't know what this is.
Told Brian about it and he wasn't happy, but every time I'm with the guy, this new guy, I feel dirty. It's so weird. I kind of like it.
I can't remember what the circumstances were, but I absolutely had a feeling of cheating when it had nothing to do with cheating. And something like it was work related.
Was it every day when you do your podcast? Was it every single day?
No. My podcast isn't cheating. Do you guys think my podcast is cheating?
Nah, it's not cheating. But if you were Brian and you did that, I'd be furious.
Why? It's nothing alike. It's nothing alike.
You want to talk about Emily's show?
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
That was very fun. Thanks for facilitating and helping with that. It was.
I don't know if I did much, but it was totally fun.
You brought
fun.
Gary. So Emily, Sex with Emily, Morse, whose show I like co-host once a week. She does like 2 shows a week. She claims to have like 2,000 podcasts. I don't know if that's true or possible.
That seems like a lot.
But she's been doing it for 10 years, and she had her 10-year anniversary show at the Improv.
She has 2,000 sex podcasts, and she still hasn't gotten around to regular old sex. They're still at Foreplay.
Oh, because it's called Sex with Emily?
No, I mean, it would be funny if she still hasn't gotten to intercourse.
Gotten to, like, actually talking about intercourse?
Yeah.
Like, she's just very thorough on the lead-up?
Okay, so we have the massage down.
So there's a little room and a big room, and the big room was Emily, and then the little room, Gary Busey was doing some kind of show.
The little room where I'm going to be singing songs against my will I'd like to get
why
out
against,
of it.
Why against your will?
I don't think I'm...
When is it?
December 26th, 8:30 p.m. at the Lab at the Improv. Tickets are on sale on the Improv website. I'm just going to stand there with an acoustic guitar. I might have a bass player now.
That was a pretty good promo.
I ran into a stand-up bass player. Oh my God, how weird is this?
Like he does jokes?
Okay, a friend of ours.
Tyler and I obligated
him. A mutual friend of ours. Anna David and I were walking through the farmer's market like 3 weeks ago.
And, Larry David's daughter, for those of you who
don't know. I saw a guy.
It's my joke every time. And she goes, no, it's not my dad.
I saw a guy that I've never.
Pretty sure.
Anna David.
That I met once, probably 8 years ago at the Ace Hotel with Miranda. And he's in a band. And
see,
they
how
were
he
sitting,
just sneaks in the ace now. He just sneaks they were just flips sitting, it right in flawlessly.
They were sitting up by the pool playing music. They were a folk band, country folk band. They're still around. And they started playing Walk Hard. And so I videotaped it and I sent it to Judd. And then like an hour later, I'm good and drunk now. And I went, hey, check it out. I sent your video to Judd Apatow and he fucking loved it. That was it. That was the end of it.
Right.
You so used to talk like that?
He and I...
when he would drink. Hey, this is years
check
ago.
Check it out.
Daddy-o.
So, I don't know how, but somehow he and I were Facebook friends after that. Like, I don't remember even getting his name or any of that information.
Right.
Never seen the guy. 7-8 years. I'm at the farmer's market. I see him walking through, pulling his bass on like a little... Like his stand-up bass on a little trailer. Thing.
With little wheels?
And he was playing a gig. Mm-hmm. And I went over there and said, hey, I'm going to play some music. Do you want to... I could play bass, and he went, yeah. And I went, I don't
did
know how
much. Did you catch up at all, or
went,
did you just went straight to it?
Not one bit. I went, I don't know how much I can pay you, because I'm only getting half of it, and it's probably only going to be 15 people, maybe.
Right.
And he goes, I'll do it for nothing, man. He goes, just hang out. It'd be fun. And I went, okay, cool, Steve. I'll talk to you later. And that's it.
And you hadn't seen him in years?
Like 8 years. Never
you gonna
seen
get,
him
you going to get him the music,
day
or
one.
Is he just going
to... I haven't thought about that yet, how to do it. I haven't thought about how to facilitate this.
Uh-huh.
It's gonna, this,
why do you get on that?
This thing.
Why don't you like go do that right now?
This Tyler thing is going to be me at my absolute most vulnerable.
How so?
Because I don't do that. Because
you've
kind
never
of
done
thing.
Music
I don't stand
before.
In front of people and sing, and I'm going to try to do my best.
Are Tyler and I obligated to?
No. No. But if you're bored, you want to come by, you're totally welcome. But you're absolutely not obligated. Tara's not going to be there.
Why not?
She already told me she's
I'm
not
out.
Going.
Why?
It's very difficult for her to tell me that. I have Christmas plans with my family. We do our ritualistic hockey game every year, and it's really important to
what
me.
Does
and I
that
was
mean?
Like, that's fine. I go, that's totally fine.
That sounds
ritualistic.
Cool. We should go
they go to a hockey
they wear
game
black robes?
Every Christmas.
Where?
They're going to a minor league game in San Diego.
That is fine. That San Diego Gulls.
I don't know, but her sister's coming out from Nebraska.
No, do know.
So
it's the San Diego Gulls.
Okay, it's
do
a family
know.
Thing. So she's not going to be there. So.
Uh-huh.
I don't, who knows what's going to happen? But I
want me
I,
to bring that picture over there. That you.
That's not bad. You can do that.
I can bring that for you for ex moral support.
Good idea.
I'll be there, buddy. I'll be there for sure. Will you play any covers? Like if
no.
some punk rock covers? No.
No.
Will you be playing our song?
No.
You're not going to play
what?
Happy. How can you not play Happy?
Because I can't do it like finger picking on an acoustic guitar.
I mean, you can do a version of it.
Yeah, it'd probably suck.
Fucking Rune did a version of it. Get on that, son.
Maybe I will. I don't know. But I'm going to try to do
all what
new
they
songs.
Want.
You got you got to pander.
I'm trying to do all new songs, like 10 new songs.
Like, dude, you don't have old
that's
songs.
Like,
what are you doing?
That's like when you go to see your favorite band and they're like, "Here's we're playing nothing but new tracks that no one's ever heard before
and
tonight." And you're
boo.
Like, this is
do you want 15 people
kinda
booing?
Cool, but I don't know any of the songs.
Good point.
Dude,
so,
you got to play the classics.
We'll see.
What's the one that I that
we'll see how many times this bass player how many songs this guy can
what's the other one that I like? Something about Princess Feet or something?
Oh yeah.
That's a good one. Play that one.
That's a song about Sarah Silverman.
Play it. Because you're going to be like in her home.
What if she's there? Shit. Fuck.
She might be there, right?
Nah, I won't let her in.
She's Jewish, so Christmas means nothing to her.
You're right.
Yeah.
Nothing. Cast it aside. Hey, so I want to tell you that Gary Busey thing.
Yeah, so, okay. I didn't even finish. So,
the Tara told me her version of it. Were you the person she was telling the version
So I'm
to?
Upstairs, like, in the green room with Emily, right? And
oh, wow,
I guess
fancy.
Her manager and her other co-host, sidekick, Menace. And we're up there, sitting up there. and Emily's running through her monologue for us. And I was really worried for Emily because she was like relying heavily on notes.
Yes.
She was stumbling. She kept stopping and saying, should I start over? Fuck this. I hate these notes. Should I just... And but once she actually did the show, I should say.
It was like, great. She could have condensed that beginning way down, but all of us do that. We all.
But it's like a one-time event. I said, Emily, if you've been doing this like on a tour and you started in New York and this is like your 30th show, I'd be like, what the fuck's she doing? But this is a one-time thing, so, you know, you're fine. But she killed it when she got up there. So
were you surprised at how many gay couples were in her audience?
I didn't see them.
Okay.
I couldn't see them.
Anderson doesn't see straight or gay.
Yeah, I he just see sees
humans. Were you surprised at how excited Tara was to get a picture with that porn chick?
I didn't notice that. I didn't notice that. The porn chick was supposed to be a part of the show, and I forbid it.
Ah, I'm sure she was happy she showed up.
She was supposed to be up on stage, and I said, no, no, we cannot. Because that porn chick, I'm not going to name names, but she makes everything about her immediately. James Dean, you guys hear about this?
Yeah.
You guys hear about this?
You know what's funny about the porn chick is Tara was like excited to see her, but she saw her as... Oh my God, it's that girl from Boogie Nights. Or she knows her name. She
right. And then Mike's comment was like, yeah, she's in Boogie Nights. She's also an anal licking seven.
But the girl who was with her freaked out on Tara.
Why?
Like, freaked. Like, oh my God. Casual's my favorite show. Oh my God.
It is crazy how much advertising there is. Like, I'll just be online every single day. Three or four times, Tara's face will pop up in front of my
face. But the girl was freaked out, and that's who that other person was with. And then I told that girl, I go... She secretly wants to meet her, but she'll never do that. And the girl so introduced them, and then they took a picture together.
Mm.
And then the porn chick goes, if you're going to post that, you need to put my Instagram address and my Twitter, and gave her all of her addresses, and Tara didn't do it.
Thanks for making me feel comfortable with my decision to forbid Emily from having that thing on stage.
By the way, Tara also pointed out to me how funny you are.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So we're upstairs, and she's trying, Emily's doing her thing, right?
Yeah.
And then,
it was tense.
And then all of a sudden, Drew comes in with his wife, Dr. Drew. You know him, Tyler? Dr. Drew?
I think so.
And then Carano comes up with Tara and Gary Busey. And there was like a little summit meeting up there.
What?
And I'm in the background just going, where do I get booze? I need booze. How do I get booze?
With all these. I ran into Gary Busey downstairs. He wasn't coming to the show. He was going to another show.
Oh, well, he was doing a show.
No, his wife was.
Oh, that black chick's his wife?
No, she's not black. She looks kind of like him. And she was...
Okay. Oh, well, then somebody else was like, there was a crippled dude on stage, too. Is that wrong to say crippled? Handicapped fellow.
Let me jump ahead for a second. There was a point during Emily's show where I had to run up and grab something, and I had to walk through the second showroom.
Run upstairs.
Went to get some water for our table, and I went to the back bar. And I walked through, and I went, what are the odds Gary Busey's making himself part of the show? And as I walked in, he was standing up in the middle of the room talking. Did I show you the video?
No.
Keep talking. But the best part was Tara's version of the story, which was... We're walking in, and you stopped and said, hey, Gary. And he literally put his hand on my back and pushed me, like a quick jolt to get out of the way. She goes, to get to you. He like went.
He pushed who?
Tara, out of the way to get to me.
Why?
Because, he was behind us. I turned around and went, hey, Gary. And he put his hand on Tara and pushed her.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
To stand next to me.
He's missing part of his brain.
Thing in way. Yeah.
Must move thing Must. To get to object.
But did you see how excited he was when he goes, what's the show you're doing? And
no,
Emily goes, sex with Emily. And he goes, let's go. I'm in. Let's do it.
It was bizarre. It was a little bit surreal up there with Mike, Tara, Drew, Emily, and Gary Busey.
Was Gary part of the show? Did you...
No, because he was doing it. So much. Saying that he loves his wife.
Hey, shut up. I'm talking.
That was it.
Fucking Gary.
Hey, shut up. I'm talking to the comic on stage.
Was it the handicapped comic?
No. No, it was the host. But he was standing in the middle of the room. Like, he had to stand to talk.
Mm-hmm.
He just decided, I'm talking, and he stood up and started talking.
It's like a robot that's malfunctioning.
That night was great, though.
Yeah, it was a fun night. It was enjoyable.
I think Emily had a great time.
I think she did.
It's funny watching people have the same reaction that we have, or maybe more me, which is afterwards, that was terrible.
Yeah. Was she doing that?
Absolutely.
No, really?
Absolutely.
She told me she loved it, and she enjoyed herself.
I told her that was great, and she goes, no, was it really? And I went, yeah, it was really great. She went, I don't think so. I don't know. And
so it was enjoyable. I had a good time, and I guess that's it for the...
It was nice.
Emily?
It was nice.
Yeah. I feel like there's something else that I wanted to bring up for the night.
Did you meet any of our listeners there?
No. Were they there?
The guy at the bar told me two different people asked me if I was there, asked him if I was there, and he said no. So I apologize if you're one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had an interesting thing. I was trying to talk to someone over the bar in the front, so I went behind the bar to have the conversation because it was too crowded, obviously, where the crowd was.
Mm-hmm.
And some dude is just glaring at me from the end of the bar, and this went on for 5 minutes. And he went, are you a bartender? And I went, oh, no, sorry. And then I went around to apologize and go, I wasn't just chilling you. Like, fuck
you. He thought you just weren't.
Yeah, he thought I was just going to have a conversation with a friend over the bar while he's standing down there with a 10 in his hand for 5 minutes.
But that happens with regular bartenders all the time.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I deal with it all the time.
Absolutely.
Speaking of bartenders, and that bartender of mine that asked me if I was excited about Star Wars the other day, like, that's how shitty conversation was with
Eve. The woman, or is it
no, the dude. And he's like, hey, Anderson. And there's just kind of, I'm like, I'm just sitting there trying to do work because I try and do work. Every time I try and do something fun, like if I could get a massage and read or something, I would, but I think that'd be rude. But I can't let myself just do something fun without trying to be
rude.
Productive.
That would make the guy try harder or the girl try harder because they would
get
think,
a massage.
They would think you're so busy. You don't even have time to take a massage. You're working at the same time.
I don't know. I feel like it would rub them the wrong way. No pun intended.
I'm not 100% like massages are the greatest thing ever, but I am. I'm envious now that we've both gotten massages more than a few times.
What?
About TV shows I've worked on where they had a masseuse come in every day and you could just go get a massage. I never did it.
That seems very opulent and white.
But now I'm like, this is a fucking great idea. If you have a working, if you can bring a masseuse to your office and they're just going to hang out for 3 hours and you can just go over there and get like 10 minutes or 15 minute massage.
Right. That would be good.
I love that idea.
Okay.
What I'm really saying...
Let's let Tyler know that you and I have not gotten massage. Let the listener know as well that you and I have not gotten like couples massages, because that's kind of how you made it sound. And I'm not being homophobic. Well, I just don't want Tyler to feel left out.
Let's let the listener know. Okay, if you're doing it for Tyler's sake, I agree with that. But the fact of the matter is you have definitely invited me and Tyler to
go get massages. Oh, yeah. I want you guys to come because I love my $20 an hour massage place
in
the open day room.
Let's just go do it after
this. But the one guy who likes to jostle my package kind of... leaves me like a lot of time I'll be like, oh, I'm so tense, I need to go get a quick massage, and then I remember him
and it makes
I'm
more
like,
tense.
Yeah, that's uncomfortable. And if I bring you guys, it'll lessen my chances of getting him. It'll give
there's
me better
nothing
odds.
I want to have happen more at that masseuse.
No, he's gonna push us out of the way like Gary Busey and come straight for
I want to have the three of us lying on tables getting massages, and I want you guys to look at me and I want to lift up my fucking crotch and show you a full erection.
Why?
I don't know.
In
it just
the
seems
world
like, it seems like
would
it'll
you
be funny.
Want to do that
seems
Michael.
Like it'll be funny just to go check it out. Not gay, but I have a full boner.
What the fuck?
Well, I hope it doesn't embarrass you that if I go get a massage, I'm definitely going to ask for a woman.
That will embarrass me. And it will cut down on my chances. That'll actually make it better to increase my chances of getting Mr. Jostler. I don't want that. Hey, so wait, what were we talking about?
I don't know.
I was going somewhere.
Mike wanted massages from the past.
Well, no, what I was saying is I want to... I want a listener who's a masseuse to come and massage us during the show.
Oh, you're talking about a bartender was asking you about
Star Wars. So the bartender says, it's just kind of awkward, and I look up from, I'm making some notes and writing some shit down, and he comes over because it's kind of slow. He's like, hey, Anderson. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? He says, you excited about Star Wars? I'm like, I feel like everyone else is excited for me. I don't have to be, you know what I mean? It's kind of like everywhere. But on that subject, the reason why I bring it up, Tyler, you're probably better to talk to
about
this.
Am I excited for Star Wars?
Got a question. You excited about Star Wars? No. My question is this. If you had to guess right now, if you had to put money on one side or the other, what is winning? What is getting more airplay and more mention right now? Santa and Christmas or Star Wars?
Well, I think they're intertwined because a lot of the Christmas commercials are
Star Wars.
It's true.
So that's a push. But there's some that aren't.
I think this overkill on Star Wars is ruining it for me because I have no enthusiasm. I mean, I'm going to go see it, of course, but I'm not looking forward to it as if it's going to bring back 1977 in any way.
Cut to the first recording we do ever. It was like being right back in 1977.
I come in with a Stormtrooper helmet and a Star Wars shirt. You guys check it out. My Letterman jacket hasn't arrived yet. I'm sorry to do this.
We had the singer from Goldfinger on last night. And... one of his buddies, I forget who.
Is that band still a thing?
No, he's a producer now. John Feldman, I think his name is. He's a producer. He produces like all the new stuff or a lot of the new stuff. He's always producing. He actually had some really funny stories. I think they were off air. They might have been on air.
Music?
Yeah, somebody like, but he produces that out of his house, so, like, his studio in his house. and he lives like in Woodland Hills, and somebody four squared or something, like one of the bands that went over there and did a session. They four squared it.
Yeah.
So they were like, he said, I don't know if he was exaggerating, but he said that there was like 200 teenage girls like in front of his house for like days on end. Like they just kept showing up, and his neighbor got really upset with him and said that he was doing child porn. It was this whole mess.
What?
But
it's quite the leap of assumptions.
I think this was off air, and he said that his buddy said that he had seen Star Wars, and like it was in a text, and then John texted him back and said, "Oh my God, you did? How was it?" And the guy texted back and said, "Oh, it was awful, dude. They just spent 2 hours killing Luke. It's just terrible." And he believed it for like a full like afternoon. They kept texting back and forth, and then the guy finally just said, "I'm fucking with you. I didn't see it." But he was just devastated. Like he was like really, really upset. It's like Passion of the Christ. You know what is kind of like Passion of the Christ, though, and not to talk about movies, especially movies that haven't come out yet, but The Revenant is a lot like Passion of the Christ because poor old Leo just takes it for a long time.
Yeah, he gets that
he is just
Winnie the Pooh rape.
Getting destroyed, and he's not getting raped. No.
In the old honey pot.
Tyler. Can I ask you about...
Mike's back.
Tara inspired this.
Hey, when are we doing our next show, and where are we going to do it? Are we going to do Tahoe? Why are you so out of that idea now? Where is there an improv up there?
I don't want to have to deal with the club.
Come on.
Harris.
Oh, where? Tahoe?
Yeah.
But that's not close to Mammoth, is it?
No, we would go to Tahoe instead.
Oh, but there's skiing there. Well, why don't we just do that?
Yeah, it's great skiing there. Better. No, not better, but...
Why don't we do a Destination Disaster / live show?
I'm in.
Oh, you weren't in via text the other day.
Here's the deal. I don't have any say at that club, so it would be like a regular book show, and I don't know what kind of deal I could negotiate, and I don't know if we're going to have any fucking people that would go to
Tahoe.
Will
they have a small room there?
I don't know. I'll find out. I know the guy who runs it. He's a great guy.
Oh, yes.
I thought you had zero connection.
No, but I don't.
Like, now he knows again.
Mike's idea was to do it in our room.
Yeah, with listeners in our room.
I do, because I figured what if only like 8 or 10 people show up? Why not just do it in our room? Then we don't have to pay. Then we don't have to split it with someone else.
At the risk of talking badly about our listeners, which I would never do, but I'm just painting the scenario. Okay, the ones that are enthusiastic enough to make the trek.
Yeah.
Are they the ones with the kind of energy that we want in our actual room where we're going to rest our heads? Not that we're like the Beatles or anything, but you know what I mean?
Like, kind of like the Beatles.
Do we want...
Well, you just don't tell them where we're going to rest our heads.
But you wanted to do it in our room.
I could see if I said, all listeners, take off your pants and sit on our beds.
What? I don't know. And then what would you do? Like get a massage?
So you'd be totally fine if right now there was like 8 people sitting in this room.
Indian style.
No, I wouldn't be fine. Okay, no. Okay, what I really thought in my head was we'll rent another room, and that'll be the showroom. And we'll call
it'll
down.
Be like the Dexter kill room?
We'll call down and say, can we get like 20 chairs?
Oh, no, it'll be coming right up, sir.
Can I get 20 chairs?
Would you like a lobster on each chair as well?
I didn't get any of the mini shampoos, and also could you bring 20 chairs?
How about this? The three of us get into bed, and the listeners stand around the bed, and we do the show like that.
It's very avant-garde.
We did talk about doing an episode where we all lay in bed together.
Yeah. That was a personal video, though.
Tara was
very excited, and let me make it crystal clear. Not interested in this, but she goes, do you know that they sell butt plugs with tails?
Yes.
For furries?
Yes.
And she was like, she was very, not shocked by that, but just like obsessed with it for like an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, I think Anderson went to a furry convention, or at least ran into them going to a
concert. I've been to a couple, yeah.
And then I brought that up in our office, uh-huh. And all of the girls in our office were freaking out and were not familiar with furries.
Mm.
And so they want to go to a furry convention. Do you have any idea when that takes place?
It's in Anaheim.
Is it like K-Rock Acoustic May. Something or something, one of those deals?
It's landed Weenie on Roast? The same weekend as the Weenie Roast a number of times. And they stay at the same hotel, which is, what's the hotel, Tai? Marriott? I think the Marriott.
Okay. Yeah.
Marriott in Anaheim? Is it Anaheim?
Irvine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I mean, you can go online.
Because I have an Instagram friend.
They're quite open about it.
Yeah, you could Google furry convention.
Yeah.
I have an Instagram
friend. Probably more accurate than me.
Who's like a hot actress, and she's a furry.
Tara's not a furry.
No. I have a friend on Instagram who, I say it's an Instagram friend. We both follow each other. Have never spoken.
Mm-hmm.
And I see her at conventions, and we don't speak then.
Mm-hmm.
Like I saw her at Star Trek, and we made eye contact, and both looked at each other like, oh my God, I know who
What's
you are.
What's her name?
Her name is Juliana Tura.
Tura.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's like a B movie actress.
Okay, I'm sure she appreciates that. Does she listen to this program?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because I don't know her. She doesn't know me.
But you guys stare at each other longingly at Star Trek conventions.
It wasn't longingly at all.
Mm. Shaking your butt plug tails.
Well, actually, that's the real question I wanted to know is, yes, what animal do you guys want for Christmas as a tail?
Fox.
Mm.
Okay.
Ooh, fox is good.
Yeah.
That's
good. It was funny.
I want elephant, that like weird like leather belt tail
that's
that they
creepier.
Have.
That's
the little,
creepier
with
than
with the little fur at the end.
Oxtail.
Oxtail?
Yeah.
I want like...
With a little bowl of soup underneath it.
I want like Velociraptor.
What? All right. I don't... Tell me,
platypus.
Tell me if you guys are with me on this. Some of the furries, though, like, you know, it's real easy to just, you know, write them off as insane or crazy or just like sad or socially inept. I got to tell you, I've talked to a few of them. Granted, they were in costume.
I've talked to a few of them. You're totally right.
Absolutely dead on, spot on. They are, no. I've talked to a few of them, and granted.
Did they talk in character?
No, they just talk as like normal dudes.
John, the bear.
Their mouths move and whatnot. But maybe they're very comfortable while they're in their suit. But I've talked to a few that were just fucking.
Yeah.
Because they got to start off like slow too. You're only allowed to have a tail at first.
You grow your hair
like,
out a little bit.
You have to actually work your way up.
Wait, what do you mean you're not allowed to have a tail? You mean.
A lot of it's money. It's very expensive. And also, you can't just like show up. Like you and I and Tyler couldn't just be like, all right, we're furries. Let's go to the convention with full costume.
Why not?
Because we'd be looked down upon by the group.
How would they know?
Hey, because they know each other. Because it's not a massive
community.
We could
be like from Switzerland.
Yeah.
Well, we'd have to do accents.
We are furries from another country.
I can do a Swiss accent or a fox accent.
I am the platypus.
I am.
He is oxtail.
I am the French fox.
But I've talked to a few of them who were very confident. And like,
is that a Swiss accent at all?
I don't know. Mm. Swiss, they have two different accents because half of them speak French, half of them
speak German. Half of us makes the clocks, half of us makes the chocolates. this is the only jobs in Switzerland.
But I'm not homophobic, and I know that's like the second or third time I've said that on this episode, but I swear to God, I'm not. Like, I'm really not homophobic. I don't understand homosexuality in the sense that I could never be gay. Like, I don't, there's nothing about gay, about men's anatomy that gets me going at all.
What about this?
But.
Tight.
I'd like to say more of a percentage of me could understand being a furry than being a gay man. You guys with me on that?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Like, I kind of, there's a small part of me that's like, you know what, it'd be pretty sweet to dress up like a fox.
I could make love to a woman in like a soft furry costume.
There's something very calming about it.
And I'll be honest with you.
Tyler's silent.
I'm going to be totally honest with you about this.
Enjoying.
This isn't 100% of the time.
I'm just immersing myself in the conversation.
It's more arousing to me to feel a woman's breasts. Over her clothes.
Right.
I don't mean like the bra, but like if a girl's wearing a t-shirt, no bra, like to rub my hands over her breasts.
I understand that, yes.
Is more arousing than just having bare breasts sometimes.
Sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Glad we got that out in the open.
Yeah,
thanks.
Glad we got to that part.
Where are we on the recording there? Is it?
We didn't hit start.
I would like to go to the furry convention, though. Looks like 52.
I should have guessed. We should have all guessed.
Well, I'm blind, so I'm not blind, but... 53, yeah.
53, nice. Good job.
I hate to say that, because that's my saying I'm blind is like the new amazing. Because every time I have to sign something, I go, sorry, I'm blind.
It's also kind of offensive to
amazing
to
people.
Blind
no,
people.
That I throw blind in there. I'm blind.
Oh, you know what's kind of cool?
Like, and they're like, oh, you want me to explain things to you? The sun? It's a big orange. What's orange? It's like red. What's red? See, I'm blind.
All right, I got a some dumb fuck who thinks they're very funny signed me up for PETA, which I think we talked about.
Yeah, that was me. Sorry.
I got if you love animals, you'll want to see what's inside, and it's a packet. I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah, let's not open it in my place.
I feel like I don't know if I want to open it.
Let's open it outside by the dumpster.
I bet it's a bunch of animals being tortured.
If you love animals, you'll love these cockroaches.
No, it doesn't say you'll love what you'll see. It says you'll want to see. It's actually from PETA. And then I got... Slim Pickens over there at the P.O. Box this week. We got one thing, and it's from China. Tyler, go ahead and open it.
Honglu Mija Shang, number 3 building. Fuxiaoshi, Fujian.
This reminds me, and this is horrible, but this reminds me of a video game that was advertised on my phone the other day while I was playing another game. All right?
It's definitely not a bug, so we can open it.
A video.
Oh, it's a bug.
Tyler. A game popped up. Yeah. I was playing this new game that I'm obsessed with that I play every time I'm in traffic. Toy Blast. It's kind of like Tetris. Tetris okay. Attacks. Reminds me of Tetris Attacks, which is one of my favorite Nintendo games ever. Oh, Tetris Attack. So great. But an ad came up, and it was for some kind of Japanime video game with swords and whatnot. I'm sorry I don't have the name of it because I was so taken aback by this ad that had little girls running around, right? Japanimation, right, Mike, mm-hmm. Tyler? And it was tiled out. Like their breast part, like their cleavage was tiled out, and their panties or whatever's going on underneath their very short shorts.
It's all tiled out.
It's all tiled out. But I don't know if it's like an X-rated game or if that's where we've gotten, where we're doing like just mainstream games that gets ads on a game called Toy Blast for Japanimation characters.
The game's called Toy Blast.
Well, how about, I want to run this by you guys.
No, we're just going to move on.
I was having a conversation with Bob Forrest and Dr. Drew.
Mm.
They were talking about their books. So I was at, like, odd wheel out.
Bob Forrest and Tim Meadows should hang out.
Yeah. So they're talking about their books, and Dr. Drew totally name dropped and went, well, I was having a meeting with Judith Regan.
She is the best.
Yeah.
She is the best.
But he said...
Did I tell you about my Judith Regan story?
No.
It's pretty great. We'll get to it after
this. Well, he said, she told me, you got to make it a coloring book. And she said, coloring books are outselling regular books, like 10 to 1, adult coloring books. And I went, that's not true. And he went, it's absolutely. And Bob Forrest went, absolutely. Every time I get on a plane, everyone's got a coloring book. And
no.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I don't like this.
They both claim there's adult coloring books.
No,
and it's the number one. It's far surpassed.
Wait, did we talk about this last week? I have no recollection.
Maybe we did, but no, because when did I talk to Dr. Drew? On Saturday.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I don't think we did.
But I can't shake that thought.
I got I got a Ween coloring book.
So maybe they are.
Somebody got it for me, though. I would have never bought it.
I've never seen an adult coloring
I've never book. Seen an adult on a color. I would actually kind of be like excited to see an adult with a coloring book rather than on their phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Coloring app. There goes the coloring book industry. There it goes.
We could write an after disaster book that's a coloring book.
That was one of my ideas when we were going to do Destination Disasters. I wanted to do a coloring book. I
think it was your idea. Yeah.
And you guys said I was an idiot and we shouldn't do that. So
you're
I said,
genius.
Fine. But, okay, Judith Regan, years and years ago, I picked up a shift where I didn't know anything. I never even heard of Judith Regan, and I had to go do – she was doing some kind of online show or something, and I had to engineer it. And I showed up with the equipment at her place in her office, and it was just her and I in this little room. And she just – she's one of those people where, like – Judith Regan is most famous for being a publisher.
Or an editor or whatever.
Editor, yeah, exactly. And it was just her and I in this little office, and she's one of those people that just immediately makes you feel comfortable, or she like either likes you or doesn't like you, I think. So she liked me for whatever reason, and we did the show together. I actually was even chiming in. I was like part of the show a little bit, and I didn't even know who she was at all. And then we had to go dark a few times, and we had to like wait for stuff, and every time we were dark, and it was just her and I sitting in the she was telling me all about OJ. And how she had just had a meeting with him like 2 days before, and how he had...
I love that gossip.
She was telling me very, very incriminating things that he had said. And she told me that she was about to, you know, publish the book, and she was writing the book, and it was a tell-all of what actually happened and all this and that. And it was really crazy getting that kind of scoop, right? And then she was, I said goodbye. It was great to meet her. I was hoping to work with her again one day. And then she got let go from her own company like the next day or 2 days later. Like they fired her from her own company because of the big scandal.
You were telling Anderson about OJ.
Hmm.
Yeah, we overheard you talking to that random fuck.
You know, Miranda, one of her clients was one of OJ's attorneys. And
say victims.
How many? There's like five.
It probably doesn't matter that I say it, because she wasn't allowed to say it back then. But Johnny Cochran was one of her clients after he had a stroke, or one of her patients. So she would go to his house
because
she
did physical therapy.
Yeah, she did the voice stuff. And said, did you ever talk about OJ? She went, yeah. And I go, what'd he say? And she goes, I can't tell you. And I go,
Miranda.
Did he have sympathy or was he...
Why can't she tell?
Did he have any guilt or anything?
No,
and she went, he knew...
I'm a physical therapist, Hippocratic...
I know. Well, she's a speech pathologist, but she wouldn't tell me, but she said he definitely expressed remorse.
Maybe she could tell you, but she had to like use his slur.
You should check out the conspiracy.
This is what he told me. Guilty.
There's that laugh we needed to check the levels on.
I knew he was guilty.
gloves don't fit. That was a joke. Poor Johnny.
How have they not made a gay
talking to the microphone?
A gay OJ porno called.
They had to have.
BJ Simpson.
Yeah, you'll lose your
Johnny,
head over
with
this.
Johnny Cockering.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Johnny Cockering.
All right, so what do you guys know about this James
and
Dean
Judge
character?
Pito. What?
I don't know. Tara's kind of obsessed with that story. And this morning on the hike, I was like, can we stop talking about no, James what? Dean? What, why
I
is
haven't really talked about
Oh, wait,
Jillian
real quick,
told
though, I was just
going to
say there's a conspiracy theory that OJ's son did the murder.
Yeah, I've heard
and
that.
It's really interesting. That was some really good evidence.
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's kind of old news.
I'm just saying.
There was a documentary on, I think it was on Fuckflix. It might still be on there, and it's just all about how innocent he is.
Is it made by OJ?
I'd like to see that now at this point.
It's kind of funny.
You know what's
no, it's
amazing
kind of recent too.
Your human ability to forgive and forget and not care anymore, because when that initially went down, it felt like I got kicked in the nuts.
Really?
With how unfair
I
justice
don't understand
is.
That.
I was devastated. Well, I sat
Why?
Through a year of a trial knowing this guy murdered people in cold blood, and then he was acquitted, and I was like, life's not fair, this is catastrophe, it's Armageddon, we're fucked. And now, years later, I'm like, let him out. Big fucking whoop.
Let
Who cares?
Him out.
She probably had it coming.
Wow. Michael, come on.
The other day, they were showing like highlights during college football, and they're like, and the legendary O.J. Simpson. And I was like, is that the point we're at now where we just talk about it?
Well, he is legendary.
Yeah, he is legendary.
He's infamous and famous.
He is infamous.
He topped his sports legendary status with murder
Well,
status.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? The story was
That's
the
why
whole
he
thing.
Did it.
The story wasn't the murder necessarily. It was the fact that it was him and that he almost got away, and then he was the low speed chase. That was the most riveting thing that's happened in years and years and years in this country. Mm-hmm. Everybody watched OJ cruising down the freeway.
I was on the freeway that day.
Which freeway?
405.
That's fucking great.
Going
did
the
you
opposite
see
direction. I didn't see him. No. But I remember it listening, and
you
I remember
just change that memory to that you did.
I didn't care if he got. I guess I just
totally
don't really
cared.
Have that much respect for the court systems and whatnot. Yeah. But it's like, and what's weird is the, and I might have talked about this on the show, but what's strange to me are the God fearing types were the most outraged about it, and they're the ones who seem to get most involved in these cases and whatnot, and they get most infuriated when people get off, right? And if you're God-fearing, like, what do you care what happens to him in this world? So what? He gets to play some more rounds of golf before he dies? If you believe what you believe is true, he's going to pay in the afterlife with the Almighty One, right? So why not just let the big courts take care of
my
it? Why are you
Matt,
so involved?
My friend Matt put it into perspective for me.
I just did. Because
he goes, why are you so bent out of shape about this? And I was like, this is just a travesty. It's
Oh, my O.J. Simpson jersey is worthless.
He goes, what do you think of every time John Gotti gets acquitted? And I went, that's kind of cool. And he went, what's the difference?
What is the difference? Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. Like the mafia Italian guy, I'm like, it's kind of funny when he gets off. And he's 50 fucking times more evil than OJ.
My whole thing was, is OJ going to strike again? Like, is he a menace to society?
God damn,
is
I hope he strikes again.
Is he a danger to be on the street?
People let people out just because they won't, like,
I know, but I mean, in the grand scheme of things.
No, he's not, you're right, he's not a menace to society.
And the fucking people that go up to him and they saw him on golf courses and they go up and they go like, I'd like to shake your hand. He'd shake their hand. Yeah. I just wanted to see what it felt like to shake a hand of a murderer. And then they walk away like they fuck.
And he's like, how'd it feel? And they're like, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Pretty good. But you know what?
Story I can't wait to tell.
This is not going to be funny in retrospect, but it was one of the funniest things I'd ever seen was the night of the slow speed chase. Do you remember the havoc that was going on? How people were just stopping their cars on the freeway. Thousands and thousands of people had run out of their homes to watch him drive by. And one dude had a giant sign that just said, the juice is loose. And I was like, that's the greatest quick sign I've ever seen, ever.
But that's like become a thing. People say that all the time.
Yeah, but it's the best. The juice is loose.
Well, I think they said that when he played football.
Why are we talking about
like in 48 hours, he went from being an American icon to a guy that's, when he's loose, is dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like, immediately, like, it's became common knowledge that if the juice is loose, we're in danger.
So somebody sent us a tie for a cat. Or
that
a dog.
That was, you had a note. It was from, what's-her-face? The one who sent the other things.
That's Maureen? Probably from me,
note?
Since I'm the one
it's
guy that doesn't
pet
have a cat.
Cat ties or something, and now we know
what
right.
it is. Oh,
that's
right. Good memory, Tyler.
You're welcome.
Thanks for not having an alcoholic
brain. That is a good
brain.
Memory, yeah.
I don't know how. I don't remember anything. Ever.
You don't know it's how you don't
though.
Remember anything?
Hey,
it keeps everything
here's
fresh
what we
new.
Really. Here's what we need, at least for my satisfaction, is people need to send us an email and let us know if you would consider going to Tahoe for a show, because if there's four people...
Such a pussy way to go about it.
It's not...
No, we're
yeah,
doing
but if, what if nobody can do it?
Well, how... What's the deal? Like, with... What's the policy? Can we, like, pull the plug if we don't sell enough ticks?
Not really. The show must go on. It's kind of like built into show business.
All right, here, A, number one, find out if they have
a small
room.
One ever cancels a show.
B, we ever. Just figure out a date and we stick to it because we're going to do a Destination Disaster there and we're going to fucking shred and we're all going to snowboard for the first time even though Tyler's already done it on a homemade board.
And we pass out embarrassing flyers on the mountain to the snowboarders that are going by and we're like, here, you got to go to show.
It's going to be a thing. And it's going to be fun, and it's the next step. Because
Why don't I just go on Google and find a bar that'll let us do the show in a bar? And
I don't know if you should have Tyler and I in a bar, because we like to tie him on.
That's fine. Here's what we'll do. We'll snowboard all day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to the bar all day. To do the show.
Got to fit in.
Maybe we'll do it in casts.
In full traction.
But I'm down. I feel like we should do two, though. I think we should do a Destination Disaster as well as a live show. But we don't have to.
While we're there, we'll.
I'd like to remind you, Michael, that it was you that said, "Oh my God, there's a club up there. There's an improv up there. We should do it." Yeah. And then immediately got cold feet.
Well, because I don't want to commit to I don't want to commit to an improv and only sell. Have 11 people come in.
Why not? That's cool. Jay Moore does it all the time.
It's not cool to the club when they could have like 150 if they just had a comedy show.
Are you saying we wouldn't be a comedy show?
Not for
a specialized audience.
Should we write a routine? Oh my God, my idea
is that going to get more people to come in?
Hey, we could do a live show. Like,
what's the deal
show?
With snowboarding?
Remember when I
the snow isn't boarding. I am
Tyler. We're not going to do that joke because that's terrible. Remember when I pitched the idea of doing an actual show with skits and whatnot? Why not? Why don't we do it?
Because that sounds terrible.
Terrible?
Yes, that's how terrible it sounds. It sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm. How come you just got so much louder?
And how come you got so much shittier? What's with your attitude?
You want to do skits? Three of us doing skits? Shut the hell up.
But you know what we can do? We can write like four or five skits.
Yeah. Or let's have listeners write them.
We can recreate classic moments of the show.
Yeah.
Like Downtown Debacle, and we'll hire like actors to be homeless people and accost us.
Yeah, it sounds like we're going to make a lot of money.
And then we'll all pee on the wall. Because I think we all peed outside that night, didn't
machete
we?
Machete night would be the sketch that people would wait for. We end with machete night.
We will manufacture non-dangerous machetes.
Well, how do they got to be non-dangerous?
Because we're going to throw them.
Yeah, I guess you got to throw them.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, you could stand up there and you could be like, we could be like a magic show, too. And
we can open up with us sitting down to do the show and then plopping a bottle of Jack Daniels on the table.
Oh, we can do the full progression.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like starting off with how the show got
you can walk out
pitched. I got that's a big moment when I walked out.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Jillian brought that up just the other night.
We'll have a local zoo.
Stormed off the show once.
We'll have a local zoo bring three monkeys and we'll say Fart Barf is on.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, there's so much we could do.
Blacker Disaster.
So much we could do.
We'll wear our furry tails.
Yep.
No, that's too new.
What?
It's too new. It's not classic yet.
You know what the problem is? You're going to get some poop on the base of the fur.
What? Come on, Michael. We're not that fucking show.
You know what show is that fucking show?
What?
Allison Rosen is your new best friend.
I don't like that show then. That show's not for me.
I love her. And I love that show. And I adore her.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's your new best friend.
I did her show last night. Mm. And the first thing out of her mouth was.
Again?
Yeah, but this was with a group.
You guys dating yet?
And the first thing out of her mouth was.
I don't want to hear this, Michael. I can tell you right now. I can see the future.
How do you feel about feces talk? And I went, I don't like it. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's funny. I don't like farts. And she said, well, you're going to have a big problem because we love it.
Uh-huh.
And that's pretty much all we talk about.
Great. Low-hanging fruit. Tie-tie.
That was one of the euphemisms they used for going to the bathroom.
I can't even use that anymore now. Great. Tie-tie.
Mm-hmm.
Name of your child. Is that public knowledge there?
I think so.
Wait, you guys have a name?
Yeah.
They got a kid coming in March.
March.
Are you going to announce it on this show, or are you just going to let it go and let the kid live a natural life?
Why don't you do it like the Native Americans, where you just wait for them to do stuff, and then you...
They decide their own name?
Yeah.
Shit's on floor.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to let him shit on the floor?
Why would you do that?
Yeah, they have diapers.
You got to pack that shit up.
You don't think my kid's never going to shit on the floor?
How about...
I saw the good dinosaur, and it was stupid, because the fucking little... animal humanoid had like leaves covering his privates the whole time, and I'm like, that would never happen.
Yeah,
I was just obsessed.
Show us the kid dick.
If I had a nickel for how many times I said that. I heard that The Good Dinosaur is the first Pixar movie that might not make money.
I could see that happening.
I feel like they didn't put any advertising Cars 2, probably. Behind it, because I didn't know even know it was coming out.
It was a total mess from the get-go. Like, they got rid of directors, and it's been going on for like 2 years, but it's just one of those movies where It could be anything. Like, they didn't have to be dinosaurs. They could have been butterflies. They could have been grubs. They could have been cars. They, you know, it's just
grubs.
Really, it could have been anything. They really could have been anything. They just happened to be dinosaurs.
And I read the script, and I say we go grubs. Save the dinosaurs for a better script.
I felt cheated. It felt like parts of it seriously felt like a Saturday morning cartoon, like something you turn on
Saturday
morning.
Were they freaked out when you asked for a ticket for The Good Dinosaur all by yourself?
I love Pixar, my friend. I love
it. Pixar is the best.
Let's talk about your kid's name.
Okay.
What is it?
I feel like I think
it's Zachary, right?
Yeah, I think.
Lawrence, that's
posted,
a great name.
Well, I think Lawrence posted on Instagram. So yeah,
Zachary.
That's a great name.
Mm-hmm. Now Lauren's not seeing the documentary.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you have any qualms with the name Zachary?
No,
you love it.
Zero,
are you sure?
Did you look up what it meant?
I chose it
because if you decide you don't like it, you can just kind
of
pop in.
Because I think it means child of the devil.
You could watch. That's Damien. You could watch Dear Zachary.
I've seen Dear Zachary.
All right. Well, I don't know if Lauren's.
There's probably some good Zacharies too, though.
Well, that Zachary was fine. It was the woman that birthed Zachary that had
that's a great name. What's the middle name?
Maybe the most devastating documentary you could ever see.
Lennox.
Annie?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty interesting. I like it.
Where's Lennox come from?
It's nowhere. Lauren
thin
just,
air!
Lauren just snatched it out of thin air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about Lennox Zachary?
No.
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 What about Trump? Have you thought of that?
No, I have not thought about Trump. Lauren really wanted Jackson for a while, which turned out to be the number one boy's name of 2015.
Yeah, I don't want that.
So I'm very glad I avoided that. But
let's don't.
Was Zachary even on the list?
I don't know.
Zachariah. How about Zachariah?
No.
Zachariah.
Zachariah.
Too biblical.
Oh, it is. Yes. Uh-huh. I'm surprised you guys aren't going with Job or something like that.
Job.
Yeah.
This is my son, Job. This is my new bouncing
Luke.
Baby boy, Job. Uh-huh.
How about how about like diarrheal?
Why?
I don't know.
Diarrheal?
I'm trying to change diarrhea to something else.
Mm-hmm. Diorama? Daria?
How about...
Dario.
My thing with Zach is that he's going to have to try really hard to...
Except for anyone listening to Dario, your name's great. Sorry.
He's going to have to like try to be really hard to not be cool.
You think he's like, going to live up to the name?
Yeah. Like, if your name is Zach, you're at least going to be normal... Or you're going to be Ted. You have to be.
Oh no!
You have to be really
Zach
shitty to not be
game.
Ted.
Zach sang in the game.
Also, though, Lauren has mandated there be no K in it, so it's Z A C. So,
what? No K? Why?
I don't. She no K? Why?
Isn't it Z A C H?
Yes, for
A-R-Y?
Zachary.
Zachariah.
No, that's.
I'm going to call
why
it
no
Zachariah.
K?
Lauren's like, the K is gross. I'm like, okay, whatever.
That is odd. That's very odd. I think the Z is gross. You should. Drop a Z.
Just AC? Yeah.
I like the Indian idea.
Zachariah. Yeah, they'd wait for them to go out and do shit. I was some conversation just recently where they were talking about that. I can't remember what it was.
How long do they wait?
I don't know. I think until the kid actually does something, so it could be like months.
So it's just months?
Where did I just hear about that? Oh, it was on TMZ. They were talking about it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
The Indian naming thing?
Because they were talking about...
My foremost news source for Indian history.
Kanye West.
TMZ.
Kanye West's kid name is Saint.
Yes.
And I guess they just named it when they saw him. They're like, oh, Saint! We're going to call you Saint, sir. And then the whole little room.
Wouldn't it be great if they just went with the most typical, like, I don't know what, Steve?
Mike.
Just, yeah.
Steve would have been amazing.
Son, Mike West.
I'm a little hurt that you're not naming your kid Anderson, I'm going to be honest.
Why?
Because I felt like that was kind of on the docket there. Like that was on its way.
No.
I was prepared. I had a thank you speech prepared.
Buffalo Butt was up there for
wow!
a while. But
what if they would have named, you know, something A, something D?
So oh,
it could be
not
A-D
bad.
White.
Mm.
That's why you got to drop
that
Z.
You
should
have done E.B. White, like the great poet.
E.B.
Yeah.
And you call him Eb.
E.B. White.
I got to pee.
What are we doing?
I'm talking to Zachariah.
No. Yeah.
Zachariah.
And Zach White.
Wait, is it Zachariah or Zachary?
Zachary.
Okay.
ZLW.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a car that was discontinued in the 80s.
I wonder if Lennox is going to turn into Lenny.
Hopefully.
How about you name give his middle name only?
I basically want to give a kid that he can get all the points in Scrabble. He's got a Z, he's got an X, he's got a W.
That's not how Scrabble works. You don't get like the letters of your fucking name, Ty Ty.
Yes,
Daddy,
you do.
Why'd you name me Zachariah? Oh, for Scrabble reasons.
But proper nouns don't get points. They do for you, son. Anything for you. Children can do no wrong.
You're going to say it like that? Like dead-eyed? Anything for you, son.
You're my favorite son.
You are my son. I had a long discussion with new parents last night about their baby, and I butted into how to raise it so much that I felt like I owe them an apology now, and I'm not kidding, and I didn't feel comfortable with it. Me going, you got to do this, you got to do that, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Are you going to do that to me?
Probably not.
Probably.
No. I don't know anything about raising kids. Nothing.
Well, you at least know to not let them shoot guns in the basement.
Yeah, I know that my brother and his wife are doing a spectacular job because those kids can have a conversation with anybody and they're comfortable with it. And it's not...
I thought you just said can't have a conversation.
No, but it's not like a kid conversation. Like right. Any adult can talk to Toler and he will discuss anything you want back and he's comfortable with it and he's opinionated.
And yeah, he's a little mouthy for my taste.
Yeah. But it's they're so much better than we were as kids. Or we were just timid and you know, scared of everything.
Yeah, but you grew up in the 70s.
Yeah. I guess.
Are we done?
I don't guess.
I think we're done when yet? I got up to go.
Or
to
done,
oh. That's always when we're done, right? I'd like to say one last time, I'm not homophobic. And I also think this is probably the worst show we've done in a long time.
I don't think it's the worst show by any stretch.
Guys, thanks for making us a part of
the week. Hopefully you all like Disney talk.
People love Disneyland, or else it wouldn't be so popular.
Well, Mike and I are going to come back with very specific stories, I think, over the
every
next few
week,
months.
Every week, we're going to probably dedicate 35 to 40 minutes of the show to our latest Disneyland
trip. All right, I did the math, and just to make sure that Mickey doesn't get one over on me, even though I understand that I'm going to be spending money once I'm in there on food and whatnot, I'm going to try and minimize that.
You're probably not.
My idea is
food, bro.
10 times. I want to go there 10 times within the calendar
you're
year.
You're making money.
Within the next
you're making money.
I don't know if you're making.
Yeah.
I don't think making, no. But I feel like I'm going to get one over on the mouse. If I can go 10 times...
The
four
time that's
times,
gonna feel the best.
You're way ahead.
Four.
Yeah.
When's it gonna feel best? When I'm
it
having
feels
sex.
Feels best. Or? Yeah. When you're fucking in Disneyland.
When you're balls deep in your Minnie
you're
Mouse
balls
doll.
Balls deep driving by the dinosaurs on the tram. No. When you happen to just be over in that area, and you're done with whatever brought you down to the Irvine sort of
I never
Anaheim
go down
area.
There, I never go down there.
I'm telling you, in the next 12 months, you'll be down there for something, and you'll be like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could be at Disneyland in 10 minutes.
Yep.
And then you just go in and like get dinner. And then
that's
leave.
Why I go on Wednesdays when I'm down there running my errands. I'm like, it's right there. Mm-hmm. I can hang out till traffic.
That's when it
down.
Feels like you're the like exclusive member of some sort of club. We're like, oh, I can just walk in.
I
want to
go
in
when it rains with ponchos.
Oh, it's the best.
You win?
Best.
All right, I got the ponchos already.
Bring our GoPros. And
I can do
best.
A rain dance for you guys.
Yeah. And you go on the rides with me too?
I will. And going in the rain is the best because everything looks different and it's not crowded. And
El Nino is going to see a lot of.
They close some of the rides. The outside roller coasters they close, but
they slip off.
I don't know
slip
why.
Right off.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I've been in the pouring rain and it was miserable for the first 10 minutes until you're soaked, thoroughly soaked. Then you have nothing to do but accept it and enjoy the chafing between your balls.
Can't wait.
And your pants.
Here's another idea that I had, and tell me if this is overambitious. I believe it might be, but a lot of stuff was going through my head after I spent that kind of fucking coin, and I could see how, like I said before, like people get indoctrinated into Disneyland because of the amount that they have to invest.
Right, it's Scientology. The people have spent so much, you're like,
so
well, I guess
I'm
in
make
it now.
It, like worth my while, and I've been there a number of times. Been going, you know, I grew up in Southern California. So I've probably been there a dozen times in my life. It seems like a lot. Dozen, probably.
That's a lot. Yeah.
And it's a lot that I haven't seen. So I want to get like a checklist and see and look and do every single thing there is. Even the spinning cups.
Okay.
Do you think that's too ambitious?
No.
I've never been on that fucking island. I want to go on that island.
They're closing
I've never been.
It soon.
Okay, it's the best. We have to go. We have to do
it
I got to
go to the petting zoo before they turn
they're
it into Star
the
Wars
island
land.
For a year for Star Wars land opening, so we need to go on it. Tom Sawyer's Island is my favorite place.
Thursday.
Next to the treehouse when it used to be.
Yeah, Tom Sawyer's Island
I can't
is
go
Thursday.
I have to go tomorrow.
I can't go tomorrow. I have to go Thursday.
Oh, we can't go to Disneyland on the same day.
Next, I might go next
guy.
Week, too.
Okay.
Next week.
I have to make a decision.
Don't say what day you're going. Our listeners will know.
Tyler, this could be any day,
they'll
any Thursday. Thursday means a lot of things.
Thursday, December 17th.
22nd.
All right, maybe I'll blow off my errands till Thursday and go on Thursday.
You can do that, right? Why can't you do that?
Yes, I can, but I'm
it's Mike. It's Mike Carano. You can blow anything
I'm in
off.
Need of the money that I pick up on Wednesdays in Irvine, so I may have to do it Wednesday. But
you do it Wednesday, and then we go Thursday.
I don't want to drive down there twice. When
I see what you're saying.
Because if I go to
need a loan, I can give you a loan.
If I go,
Disney took all my money. Sorry.
If I go to Orange County tomorrow, then I'm going to go to the Madonna Inn on Thursday.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You and the Madonna Inn. Let it go.
This is like living out one of
my
texts.
You're telling me to let it go?
In real life.
Hey, quick question, guys. I need a question. I might as well ask you here and now.
Mike, you can just stay at my house. It's right by Disneyland.
He loves doing that. I was talking to him in line at Pirates of the Caribbean. I was talking about the destination disaster that we're going to do like up in Mammoth or Tahoe. And he's like, yeah, we can just go. Actually, it was Big Bear what we were talking about. And he's like, we can go early in the morning, you know, hit the slopes and then come back. I'm like, no, we'd get a cabin. No. We go early in the morning, hit the slopes, then we come back. I'm like, no, but we would stay there.
Awful.
No, we hit the slopes.
I was talking Big Bear at that time.
It's 2.5 hours still.
Big fucking whoop.
Each
we
way.
Leave at 8, we ski for 5 or 6 hours. We do
big whoop.
Yeah, but then we shoot some shit. We're
half
back home
the fun is staying
yes,
over.
Exactly. You make it a you, thing.
It's fun for you guys because you get to drink.
And we don't have
I
to
would
drink.
Do it even if I didn't drink.
There's like a
go
dead,
in a hot tub.
I'd have to shoot up outside, but like, I wouldn't okay. drink.
Question for the both of you.
I drink.
Are you available? Are you into the idea of doing a holiday Christmas special this year that we do every year with the Film Vault?
Yes.
What, you're into it?
Yeah.
What, are you guys schedule free? Are we capable of doing this?
I will have a lot of openings starting after the 17th.
Okay, me too. So we can probably fit this in. You're into
it's
it then.
It's the holiday yeah. season.
We have to do it over the Baldcon's house. Are we cool with that?
Over the what?
At the Baldcon's house.
Really? Why?
Because that's where that's we're going to have to do it.
Okay.
That's where we have enough room to actually fit everybody in these days.
Okay.
All right. You guys into that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or we can do it at the Improv Podcast Studio if we do it at night.
I might get in a fight with him and his wife is right there and it gets real uncomfortable.
Mm. That's great.
Yeah.
Is she the engineer?
No. But we're going to do it at his house. And if we're at his house... All right. Okay. So happy holiday Christmas festival coming soon.
Is good it enough. Secret Santa again?
We'll figure that out. I'll start an email
chain. Is it Secret Santa or White Elephant, I mean?
It's going to be you, Tyler, Miss Movies, I think maybe.
Logan.
Diana Vandekamp.
Is that the royal you, like the listeners?
I was pointing at Michael.
You didn't, weren't pointing.
All right, here we go. We're done?
Yes, please.
Worst show we've ever done.
Let's go get massages.
We should say something to the listeners that are never going to come back after this episode. It was nice having you.
What?
We'll miss you.
It was. I miss you already. That was a long show, 121.
Ah, Jesus, cut it.
I can't find the fucking square button.
Blind?
Kisses.
Tyler, we're not ending
Christopher Robin.
We're not ending the show with kisses. Good night, everybody. Thanks. We'll talk to you next
Thanks
week.
Thanks for sharing your week with us.